The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Race to savings now at Menards. We carry the largest in-stock selection of Energizer batteries ready for your next project. Power up your devices with Energizer batteries. Nothing outlasts the long-lasting power of Energizer Ultimate Lithium Batteries. Right now, get a four-pack of lithium batteries for $9.99 through February 14th. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on all your battery needs at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Four. In odds are,
man, I don't even know if Christian Campbell's there anymore. I know Jack is there.
Plus
okay,
3,
Campbell's
000.
There. Caglione
he's
is
at
there.
Fourth. Caglione is second at plus 1,300.
Who the hell would be Mayer Marcello?
Number five, plus 3,500. One more.
It's not Cam Smith, is it?
No, he's six, plus 4,000.
Jesus, I got everybody but this
Smith?
Loser.
And Cam Smith, Shane Smith, Will Warren are all plus 4,000.
So I still haven't gotten number three on the list in the AL. Jason Dominguez?
That's it. Oh, I was going to say, it feels like he shouldn't be a rookie anymore.
Yeah, I was about to say, it didn't feel like it. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Roman Anthony's plus 5,000. Carlos Narvaez, who's been hitting the crap out of the ball, is plus.
Good thing I have a Christian Campbell and Cam Smith ticket. Really good thing. Jacob Wilson's got it unlocked, though. Let's go over to average is kind of the same thing. Just going to throw it out. Vinny P and Wilson at the top. Judge Tyler Freeman hitting over 450. Mookie was 440. Lawrence Butler, 429. Adley and Abraham Toro at 417. Probably should talk about Toro for a second. But I did want to mention big win on buying on Lawrence Butler. That had been a kind of topic of conversation over the last couple of weeks. And that looks like it's paying off. I was pretty dismissive today and leading off about Abraham Toro. I think I'm still kind of B, but he is hitting 341 in around 80 something at bats. He's got four homers. Toro do anything for you, especially like people are losing Bryce Harper. Like, would you turn to Toro in a deep league?
Yeah. I mean, while he's hot, right. But he's not as soon as he has three bad games in a row, we've just seen more than enough of Abraham Toro to know that the floor is not there. And it will bottom out very quickly. So, you know, he's kind of a trapdoor. But if you're looking for some production right now, he's doing it. So I would say he's one of those easy burn and churn guys. Like, put him in there. Great. He's working out in three bad games in a row. Done.
I view him like Javi Baez.
Yeah.
Like, you got a spot, like, pick him up, great. And then if he kind of stinks for a couple games, like, don't worry about it. Just move on.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, sometimes guys make, you know, they go and see a new coach and now all of a sudden they're a much better hitter than they were. Maybe that's the case for Abraham Toro, right? I'm not saying that's not within the realm of possibility, but I mean, how old is this dude? 28? He's probably 30. What we've seen.
Is he 28?
28, yeah.
Oh, is he? Okay.
But he's probably what we've seen before. So probably. The turnaround's not impossible, but it's unlikely.
Pete Alonso had the most homers last week with five. Got me two yesterday. Dude. For the home run contest. Love
dude, Pete Alonso has been on fire. Where do you think he ranks? Higher than Jacob Wilson or lower?
He probably lower based on how Yahoo's doing it.
He's seven overall. Yeah, okay. He's hitting 301 with 17 bombs, 61 RBIs, and 41 runs.
His average went under 285. Yahoo would probably make him less valuable than Jacob Wilson. It's the dumbest thing on the planet. He's had the most with four, our boy Cattell and Joe Adell. Probably got to have a Joe Adell conversation here. Joe Adell has 11 homers, but a 220 batting average. But career high barrel percentage of 13.4, career high hard hit rate of 47.2, second best of his career strikeout rate at only 24.1, and a huge XBA difference, an expected batting average of 272. So, well, you're telling me you've got a Joe Adell who's hitting homers while he's stinking on average, but this is very Taylor Ward-like. Great barrel, great hard hit, lowered K percentage, also underperforming against fastballs while hitting breaking pitches, and a 50-point boost on expected batting average. We might have to be speculating on Joe Adell. What's Joe Adell's? If he's 220 batting average, Yahoo probably ranks him as a 1,000th overall player, but... Like, where is his ownership on Yahoo?
Joe 12%.
We got to make a change. I think we got to pick it up out of pure speculation because dude is hitting homers. He's, for the first time in his career, crossed the 80% zone contact percentage range, which is huge for him. He is chasing more than he was last year. But I don't know, man. He's like, you look at the profile, underperforming against fastballs by 100 points. That's going to change. Pulling the ball, hitting it hard. Barreling up, hitting homers. He just can't hit lefties right now. And that actually doesn't seem something that's very sticky. Yeah, he hit 245 against lefties last year, 211 the year before that, and 204. I mean, he's really not that great as a righty. He should be better. But underperforming, I think I might buy on Joe Adell right now.
Yeah, I mean, he is underperforming, and he's definitely, he has all this underlying stuff. I'm not going to doubt that, but just still not very productive. 29 RBI, 20 runs, 11 homers. Like, I don't know. He's fine. But if that batting average doesn't come up, he's probably deserves to be where he's ranked in like the 300s.
What I'm saying is he's kind of a jag. I want to speculate on him right now because the 220 hitter is crushing homers. We know he can steal. And there's
the one spot on the bench. Do you want Joe Adell or Abraham Toro right now?
Well, that's tough. If I'm like, I really need production like Toro.
Well, these are probably the moves that you would have to make, right?
Well, some people are making decisions between season long and like just a now type of thing. In a 10 man league, like you just kind of go Toro. You're not future casting because there's so many players. But I think long term, I want Adell. Adell's hitting 273 so far this month. He hit five homers last month after hitting 239. I mean, that's still not great. But if he can even hit 250 with the power speed combination, I guess I'm just speculating on Joe Adell to see if it really does click. If those underlying analytics tell us a correct story is you what want, I want.
Let me give you some player debates here. Do you want Joe Adell? You want Rafaela? Six homers, eight stolen bases, 36 runs, 25 RBIs, 244 average for Rafaela.
Probably Rafaela because of the floor.
India is kind of coming back. Any interest in India or you want Adell there?
Might speculate on Adell.
I think I would take Adell as well. What about Lane Thomas coming back off the IL?
That's tough. I mean, these are like, if you're like, hey, should I cut Lane Thomas for Joe Adell? Like, yeah. Probably not.
Yeah. Okay.
But like, I'm trying to see if I can figure stuff out with Joe Adell because if it clicks to 250, he might have two good, but he's also super streaky. He's like, it's like Justin Upton was.
Meadows just came back. You want Parker Meadows or you want Joe Adell?
Damn. I mean, Parker Meadows is also like a leadoff guy. I mean, Parker Meadows got some good underlying stuff too right now. Damn it. I think I'm going to say
played a couple games.
I'm going to go with Parker Meadows right now, but I think Adele's right next to him in the same game. I think
so too, in that same group.
You miss Parker Meadows and someone else got him, go get Joe Adell.
Right. Like Wallner is in there as well. Who else are we looking at? How about Cam Smith? Cam Smith hitting 246, Only 19 runs and 20 RBI, three homers, three stolen bases. He's just not quite where we thought he was going to be. Would you rather have Adele or Cam Smith?
Yeah, I think I could do I think I could do Adele there.
Yeah, I think I could too. Hopefully Cam Smith will pick it up, but and that's kind of a borderline one. Like if Cam Smith's on my bench, I think I'd rather have Cam Smith. But if I got to start this guy, it'd probably be Joe Adell.
Yeah. RBI, kind of the same vein. Pete Alonso, 15, tons of RBI. The next was 9, who was Jesus Sanchez, your boy. And then 8, Buxton, Cattell, and Kyle Rally. Anything on the Jesus, the Jesus for you?
Didn't he get banged up yesterday? I think he might be a little bit hurt. Yeah.
Is he hurt again?
I think so. I'm looking it up here. Let me see.
By the way, he was hitting 269, 5 homers, 6 stolen bases, a 352 OBP as well.
And I clicked on, there's too many Jesus Sanchez's, and I clicked on the wrong one. There he is. Sanchez. Maybe I'm thinking of a different Marlins player. 3-run homer, a double. No, I'm thinking of somebody else. I guess he's okay.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready?
Then even better. He's fine and healthy. He's starting to hit right now. And in June, hitting 333 after hitting 289. So another Jesus Sanchez or Joe Adell?
Sanchez for me.
Yeah, I think it's Sanchez. Yeah. I want to be more pro Joe Adell here, but
we're just doing some practical stuff. Throw some guys at you.
11 runs was your leader with Lawrence Butler. He led the way. 9 for Pete Alonso. Soto had 8, and then India Judge and Narvaez with 7. So anybody in there, you briefly have brought up India.
Yeah, India is starting to hit better from what I've seen. Let me look and see what he's done this month, because I know we've all, like, he's
in 300 this month. He's got one homer, finally. He's had 2 homers on the year, hitting 300, no stolen bases.
Stolen bases, man. Like, he's played everywhere too. 21 games in left, 20 games at third, 14 games at second, 11 at DH. Like, he's playing all over the damn place. So he's given them good, defensive replacement ability, but the guy just has not been hitting the ball. So to see him go from 216 to 266 to 300, hopefully we're seeing that, tick back up. I just don't know. I just don't know how much I really am buying it.
Yeah, I think so. And this is why I would take Adell over him. Like, I know they're not the same position, but I'd rather that.
How high do you need to put Carlos Narvaez among catchers? Because, I mean, he's hitting 282. He's got 6 homers, only 170 at-bats. But, like, would you rather have Narvaez or Austin Wells?
Let's see where Wells is at. Wells is
221. He still has 10 homers and 36 RBI, but batting average sinking like a stone.
Yeah, averages come back up. I guess it'd be, I think that's the range though. I think you just created the range of where he is. Like, he's not there. Wells, I don't have as a top 12 catcher. I would rather, like, Drake Baldwin, I would rather over Navarez, don't you think?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
There are a lot of good catchers. Yvonne Herrera is hitting 316. He's back.
Yeah, he's the tippy top.
Kirk is hitting over 300. Baldwin is hitting 300. There's just a lot of good catchers right now. I was just interested in Narvaez, but you're not taking Narvaez over Herrera. You're not taking him over Ohapi with 14 bombs.
No, they're not in the same sphere to me, though.
Yeah.
That's the problem with that one. Like, Herrera, Ohapi, like, they're in the elite tier. Narvaez is in that, like, you know, somewhere in a 12-man. Like, if you want to just pick the hot hand, you can. Like, you could, if you wanted to dump Sean Murphy because he's hitting 214, you could easily do that. If you were out on JT Realmuto, who's hitting 223, I think you could do that. Like, single catcher 12 team leagues, like, you could make those moves. But I'm taking Baldwin over him, and I think there's 12 better catchers that I'm banking on though. But he's you know, he's vying for it.
Did you see that one ricochet right into JT Realmuto sensitive parts the other night?
Good. No, I don't. Those videos are rough.
Then he had to leave the game. I thought he was going to puke.
As long as it doesn't, what happened to Chris Snyder? He had a fractured
testicle. Like, how is that even? Is that even a possibility? Did he just make that up?
Yeah,
I've never heard of anyone else having a fractured testicle.
I mean, but how many guys are taking? You know,
do you have to cast that?
Yeah, what do you do with the fractured testicle? They wrap it up.
Just be miserable all day.
Yeah, put your nuts in a cast.
It's better.
No, it's like a little, all right, we're going to take the cast off. Whoop.
You want me to sign it?
Yeah. You signed my cast? Zip.
I can't do it from the front, man. I just can't.
That would be an awkward signing, though. All right. Where were we? Stolen bases. Jose Ramirez, your leader, with four this last week. 3-2 Jazz, O'Neill, Michael Garcia, Lindor, and Jeremy Pena. Jeremy Pena, adding those lists. Pena is also one of those dudes. Doesn't he have some ridiculous, like, Yahoo rank right now, too? I mean, he is wildly crazy.
He's third in baseball in WAR or something, isn't he?
I know he was top six or seven last I looked. 316 average, 9 homers, 13 freaking stolen bases. 13 he already has. He stole 13 in all of 2023. He's still 33 the past two seasons. He legitimately might push some of that. He's pacing out to destroy last year.
Hitting 316, 35 runs, 32 RBI, 9 bombs, 13 swipes. What do you want to think that?
Oh, I bet he's ranked like 13.
Lower than that.
18?
Still lower.
So, okay.
33.
I just don't want to do the edits of this, but, like, I want to say
Wilson is hitting 372. He has more runs, more RBI. Hold on. More runs, more RBI. He's hitting 60 points better. And he has one less homer. He does have 8 fewer stolen bases.
I don't know, man.
Bombs, shaking.
He has a couple more. Like, when you say he has more run in RBI, it's by like 2. The average is over 300.
More.
He has more. I guess he only has one more homer, dramatically more stolen bases. Whatever it is, I'll take Jeremy Pena over Jacob Wilson.
Okay. Yeah. No.
Well, who'd you take?
I would rather have Jeremy Pena for the power.
Sound like you do. It sounds like you want Jacob Wilson.
I'm just saying, 60 points of batting average is not something to roll your eyes at. Jacob Wilson's having a great year.
I guess the RBIs have actually been pretty surprising.
I don't have to guess. It's right there in front of you. He's good.
But this is supposed to be about
Jeremy. I'd rather have Jeremy Pena as well.
They'll take away Jeremy.
You brought it up. I didn't say anything. You brought it up.
But just, like, give me a break, dude. Like, Jacob Wilson over Jeremy Pena. Rest of season, who do you want? Pena or
Jeremy
Jacob Wilson?
Pena. Oh, yeah. Okay. Say it loud, say it proud. Jeremy Pena.
So you don't think Jacob Wilson's going to hit another 8 homers the rest of the year?
I think he could. You think he has less than 16 on the year by the end of
Absolutely.
The year?
Absolutely. I think he has under 15.
Playing in the shoebox, though.
Yeah, the shoebox does make it kind of. What is his? Let's take a look.
Home road. That's interesting.
Oh, yeah. We'll look at home road and then also the expected. What do you think his expected home run number is going to look like? You think it's going to be less or more?
Less, 100%.
Okay, so first, I went to Jacob Lopez. stupid A with
actually his. It's four home, four away.
Oh, so he has like an even split on his home road. Okay. I mean, if you're
seven against righties, one against left.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are too easy.
Okay. So he's got that. Oops. I called him Jacob Will or Jacon. All right. Jacon. His expected home run total. it's not crazy. Never mind. I looked at four. But it's still, it's 5.6. So it's two less than he has. So it's, but four of his homers were of the doubting variety. So they've got this no doubters, mostly gone, and doubters. Only two of his homers were like absolute no doubters. So that's saying in ballparks, there's going to be some issues. But here, I will say this though. When you look at the adjusted expected home runs by ballpark, the least he has is three, and that's in Pittsburgh. The second is four. And Texas is four. So that means 27 other teams have him projected five or high or more homers. That's actually relatively impressive that it's not like, oh, it's not going to happen here and not happen there. And he's only an eight homer guy. He legitimately might be a 15 homer, 10 stolen base guy. It's just, he's got to hit in three for RBI opportunities. And that would make him a lot more valuable. And he would get
Bat X has him for four more. Zips has him for six more. Steamer has him for eight more. So
Steamer thinks over the place. 16. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say, like, can he double eight? Yes. Is it, would I bet any single amount of dollars for it to happen? Absolutely not. No way.
No, I would not either. I mean, and to be fair, 250 at bats, he has eight. So it's like, if he has another 350 at bats, you're saying, can he go past that? I just don't think he will, but there's a possibility. There's a definite possibility.
Who ends higher on the Yahoo player rater, Jacob Wilson or Jeremy Pena?
Ooh, well, Yahoo's is based on average, so it's probably going to be Jacob Wilson, but I think Pena is more valuable.
I think at the end of the year, Pena will still be more valuable because he'll have way more bombs. So I think Pena could hit 30 easy.
Yeah.
So if will not be surprising to see Pena move ahead of Wilson eventually.
Who would you rather have rest of season? Jeremy Pena, who I rattled off his stats, or this shortstop has a .239 average, six homers, no stolen bases, a lot of missed time, though. This shortstop is Corey Seager. Jeremy Pena or Corey Seager?
Jeremy Pena.
Rest of season. You don't even
want guys to play. Give me Jeremy Pena.
Is there another one I can do? Not really. Everyone else is, the shortstop position is just stacked. The Seager versus Pena one, I think, is pretty tough because
fair. Yeah, I think it's fair. But Seager's just, I thought it was so funny, not funny, but kind of sad. Bruce Bochy was like, we're a different team. when Corey is back and he's back and we're happy about it. And then 2 days later, he goes back on the IL. Like, it's just, you know, there, he's right. They are a different team with Corey Seager, but that's why they're under 500 right now, the
Rangers. So, you're not wrong. You know. Bogman has to keep the walks, and there it's this one is funny though, because Soto had 11 walks last week and the next was like six.
Six walks was the most. It was 11 for Soto, and then like 150 guys had six.
What's his walks. OBP right now, Soto?
Soto?
Because he's only hitting like 230, 240, right? He has 244 average at 384 OBP.
384, okay. Yeah.
He's got an expected 304 average too. 60 points higher on Juan Soto.
Yeah, that's all going to come around.
Yeah. So. All right. Pitching performances. These were some weekend quality starts, all from some, you know, bigger names, higher owned percentages. At the tippy top, Skubal 7 2/3, six strikeouts. Paul Skene 7 2/3, seven strikeouts. Who's my leader? Is Gore Crochet the leader in strikeouts now?
They Skubal's were tied kinda, the last time I looked.
I know. And Skubal and Skene's kind of pared down a little bit.
I think Crochet had one more start than. So let me look. Why is strikeouts just not on there? 110 for Crochet, 108 for Gore, 105 for Skubal, 103 for Rodon, 101 for Webb. Those are the only ones over 100 so far.
Just remember, gave everybody that lead the league in strikeouts, Garrett Crochet. Let's see if that holds. Still a lot of season to go, though. Yamamoto, six innings. He had two walks, nine strikeouts. He's been so good. Jacob DeGrom, seven innings, two hits, eight strikeouts. Very good to see DeGrom back in that strikeout market. Yes. And, like, knock on wood, dude, but just...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
Healthy. Come on, what are you doing?
Desi's been healthy. What are you doing right now? I don't know how.
Are you insane?
How do we not talk about it though?
What are you doing?
He hasn't had an IL stint.
Oh. Welsh.
What if he makes it to the All-Star break?
Listen, you guys know who to blame.
What the hell are you doing? There's no chance.
Oh my God. What are you doing right now? God.
I don't believe
dude's versions of crystals, but I mean, it is true.
I believe fate is that cruel that it will listen to just me and put him on the IL when he has been healthy as can be.
What the hell is your problem? I guess is my question. So, all right. 2 weeks.
Pretty healthy.
2 weeks. He's going on the IL, by the way.
We'll see. Logan Webb, six innings, 10 strikeouts. Peralta's good. Spencer Schwellenbach, six innings, three earned runs. He had four strikeouts. I'm going to kind of go through. Spencer Strider, six innings, five strikeouts, three walks. Me and Joe were kind of debating about this. I can't figure out what line I want to take. His stuff plus numbers just stink right now. His fastball is down. I think he maxed at 96.5, and that's just not who Strider used to be. He was better in this last start. He did not throw his slider percentage, zone percentage was 24%. He just can't get away with that. I don't think he's going to get away with that a lot, but he's got Colorado coming up. I guess I lean that I would buy on Strider because I feel like the narrative's really down, but I do think I might just avoid because I think there's some scary stuff going on right now. Like, is he just not healthy quite yet, or has he lost some of it? He's a two pitch pitcher.
Wasn't it a hamstring the second IL stint?
Yeah, but like,
maybe you wonder if that is still bothering him.
That causing his velo to drop by more than a full mile per hour?
Probably not, but it could be. You know,
yeah, maybe he can't like plant properly or like rotate.
But this is what we were talking about a little bit earlier. Guys coming off these injuries and having them in the first year back is in specifically the first like 10 starts back are usually wild and a little bit all over the place. So maybe that's a little bit of it as well. How many starts has he had this year? Five? Six?
I think he's only had like three since he returned from this latest thing. That's all right.
He has five total. So he's only thrown 25 innings.
Yeah, and that's why I don't want to ring the alarm. Like, because I think the narrative for a lot of people is like, listen, stuff plus numbers are down and result. And it's like, yeah, that definitely is there. But there's also this just like massive track record. But if this velo is gone and this stuff is going to be down, it's even worse for a guy that just throws two pitches.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's closer type stuff on a team that needs it, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to move him there, but. That's a piece of Pia book. Be like, oh, this starting pitcher's not good. Make him a closer. He wants Jacob DeGrom to still be a closer. But Jacob DeGrom's so healthy.
I mean, what are you doing right now?
Stop. I don't own any shares of him. I actually would be pretty disappointed if it happened, though, just because, like,
I mean, you're going to have you. People are going to be pissed at you.
It's not gonna be my fault. The baseball gods are listening. They're like,
oh, I think well, yeah, you're poking them with a hot rod right now. I mean, I think that's I think you're daring them. They're like, yeah, you don't believe in us.
I'll own up. If he goes on the IL in the next week or so, I'll own up.
He better not do that. No, it's not going to happen.
He's super healthy. No, he's not going to at all. Fine. Moving down here. Kevin Gausman, 6 innings, 5 strikeouts. We mentioned Kirby. Chris Sanchez, 7 innings, 2 earned runs, 9 strikeouts. The bottom of this list, a little bit less owned. Drew Rasmussen, who we talked about last episode, 6 innings, 3 strikeouts, only 2 earned runs. Lodolo went 6, 4 strikeouts, 3 earned runs. These are quality starts in here. Michael Wacha, 6 with 5 strikeouts. Gavin Williams, 6 with 5 strikeouts. Now let's talk about some pitchers where their ownership is under 50%, according to Yahoo. Zach Littell, 6 innings, 1 earned run, 4 strikeouts, 46% owned. Good to speculate, right?
I think so. Yeah.
I'm fine to speculate. Landon Rout, 6 innings, 3 earned runs, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. I'm a little bit more indifferent about Rout. I think he's of streamer quality. I think most of the rest of these guys, Littell might be more of a hold. I think a lot of these more are streamy, but I don't know if I want Rout versus anybody good.
No, I mean the WHIP is still high, 1.36, right? Like, so it just feels like he's letting guys get on at a decent clip. There's going to be a blow up at some point. I'd rather have Littell for sure.
Chris Paddock continues to just do things. 6 innings, 2 earned runs. He had only had two strikeouts. He has those weird games, but like got blown up and then it just is kind of tapered back down a little bit. Would you spot start Paddock? I don't know if I would though.
I mean, on the current streak, I don't hate it. Let me just look where he is the last 30 days. Last 30 days, they got him as a top 100 player on Yahoo. 22 strikeouts over 31, 2/3, 1.99 ERA, 9.2 WHIP, 0.92. So, like, on this current streak, yes, but you're playing with fire, I feel like, with Chris Paddock, because we've seen him just be miserable for a big chunk of his career. So, you know, he's good now, which is great, but again, like, I can't remember who we were talking about earlier, but the first signs of danger, get out.
Stranger danger.
Know. Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Run. Nick Martinez is, I would prioritize maybe Nick Paddock over, Nick Martinez over Chris Paddock. Against the Diamondbacks, he went 6, struck out 6, gave up 1 earned run. I feel like he's been kind of decent.
Would you rather do Nick Martinez or Zach Littell?
I guess Littell.
Still Littell for me.
But I would go Martinez probably over those other two guys.
I think so, too.
Okay. Some other interesting guys. This is definitely, we're floating into more questionable streamers. And then it's like, you know, do you want to buy into it? Chad Patrick, 6 innings, 6 strikeouts against the Padres. That's actually a pretty impressive performance. Andrew Heaney against Philly went 6, struck out 5. Ben Brown against Detroit, best team in baseball, 7 innings, struck out 7, gave up 2 earned runs with a walk. Michael Lorenzen against the White Sox, 6 with 7 strikeouts. We'll stop there. What tickles your fancy? Patrick, Heaney, Brown, Lorenzen, anybody you like in there?
I actually kind of like all these guys. Chad Patrick, it's just been really good recently. So
I keep trying to bet against him, and it doesn't work.
Don't do it. Yeah, Ben Brown, 7 strikeouts against the Tigers is pretty nice. I think I like those two the most. I mean, Heaney is just so unbelievably hit or miss. And I think he got hurt in this last start as well. So I don't even know if he's making his next start. So he's a little wishy-washy. Lorenzen, too, a little bit more wishy-washy. than Patrick and Brown, but I kind of like all of these guys, honestly. If I'm ranking them, I'd go Patrick, Brown, Lorenz, and Heaney.
I think I would go Brown, Patrick, Lorenz, and Heaney. So that's how
I think as long as Brown and Patrick are at the top, that's correct.
Yeah. Some other pitchers. These are now 15% or under. Adrian Houser against the Royals went six, struck out six,
gave pretty good
run. It's been pretty decent. Good. Patrick Corbin continues to just be like, what the hell's going on here? He got a complete game loss, but against Washington, his old team, he went eight, struck out two, gave up only two earned runs, 12% owned.
Have you seen the memes of him like with Trump in office versus without Trump?
It's oh, yes, I have. Yeah, yeah, one of those guys.
Trumper. He's like a big Trump guy. So it's pretty funny to see him. When Trump is in office, he is unbelievably good. And when he's not, he sucks. Like, weird. I don't believe any of it with Patrick Corbin. So,
but
I mean, we've been burned before. So,
but Patrick Corbin is, you know, making two pitch lefties great again. That's what he's doing.
Apparently.
Bryce Elder against the Giants went eight, struck out 12, 11% owned. Mitchell Parker against Texas, six, struck out five, 9% owned. Michael Soroka's back, six, struck out seven against Texas. And Davis Martin with the White Sox against the Royals went six, struck out seven. Kind of interested in Soroka out of this. Patrick Corbin, I think, is streamable. But
yeah,
streamable. Soroka, yeah, that's what I meant. But Soroka's one. 4.87 ERA, 2.9 expected ERA.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world? Says who? The
IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
I kind of think I might. He's giving up like a lot of low barreled contact. I think that's where I might have some interest. He got 5 1/3 against the Diamondbacks. Sick. He had a quality start against the Giants, and then Orioles, he just got taken out before a quality start. So, I mean, there's three of his last four starts have been quality, and he's had seven or more strikeouts in two of his last four. And there's been some good guys in there. I think Michael Soroka is someone I want to pick up right now.
What about, I agree with Soroka. I think he's a decent streaming option.
My Soroka.
What about Bryce Elder? With the 12 strikeouts against the Giants, I mean, I think they have the 11th highest K rate in baseball, but that's, you know, they're in the middle third there. But five of his last six have been quality. He hasn't given up more than three runs in a start since April 18th, 4 and 5 runs. So 3 runs, 5 runs, 4 runs in his first three starts.
Yeah.
Since then, 2-3 starts with 3 earned runs. Never more than 3. And like I said, 5 of his last 6 have been quality. Strikeout rate is getting better, and he's coming off this 12 strikeout, no walk, only his third no walk game of the season here. So
yeah, I'm looking at this dude. Well. In April, he had a 5.33 ERA, 3.18 in May, 2.7 in June. He gave up 6 homers in April. He's given up only 3 homers since. I also don't want to make it out like he's had it. He's only had 5 starts in April, and he's had 5 starts in May and June. So just remember that when we give you those numbers, so it doesn't feel inflated. But take it like 10 this.
10 starts total, yeah.
Yeah, the first half starts were bad. He's given up only 3 homers in his last 5 starts compared to the first 5 with 6. He's walked only 6 batters compared to April, where he walked 10. And he struck out 33 batters in his last 5 compared to walking or striking out only 6. And he had a 1.41 whip in April. Those last 5 starts, he's had a sub-1 whip. So, yeah, Bryce Elder might be another one of those guys to pay attention. Does he have any weird road home split? He's much better at home. 3.62 ERA, 4.5 on the road. So, you know, pay attention to those home starts. But, yeah, I think he's in that streamable range.
His road starts have been, I mean, at the Dodgers, at the Rays were his first 2, and those were 2 of his worst starts. Then at Colorado for one of them, and then Pittsburgh and San Francisco the last 2. So road starts have not been in prime situations for him either. So.
Yeah. Some closer stuff you put in here. Michael Kopech, Kirby Yates both activated. The Dodgers have to be absolutely thrilled.
Yeah. And I think Kopech's first appearance, he came in the ninth. It was a 4-run lead, so he didn't get the save. And we did hear Dave Roberts say that Tanner Scott is not the official closer for this team. So I think there's a chance that Kopech could get a decent amount of saves. I don't know. I think it's going to be an ugly mess the whole way through, but it's the Dodgers. They're going to win a million games. So all of these guys could hold value.
I would speculate on Kopech is where I would take it. I'd 100% speculate on Kopech and more even after just watching Alexis Diaz and stuff. I just don't think you need to speculate there. I don't think he's going there anytime soon. I think they go to Yates and Kopech before. These were some closer blown saves / losses. This is over the last week, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Helsley, 2 blown saves. Romano, 2 losses. We also had blown saves from Duvall, McGill, Iglesias, Robert Garcia, and Carlos Estevez. I mean, that some significant closers in their blown saves. What are you most worried about besides Iglesias? Because Iglesias is the biggest pile of trash out of all that.
I just still think the Rangers are going to have to trade for a closer. I know Chris Martin just came off the IL. But they've blown a lot of saves. They're only 3 games under 500. Seager's going to come back. Like, they're just, this team is too good, I think, to have these issues on the back end. So I still think they're going to make a move. So Robert Garcia, I think, you know, getting the saves now, but Martin just came back. I think they're going to have to end up trading for somebody. It's been bad there. So, and Iglesias does worry me. But how about Craig Kimbrell, by the way? What the hell? Like, everyone
one star
saying,
and they're just like, see ya.
It made me look like a genius because I was like, I'm not interested in Craig Kimbrell.
Oh, look like a dumbass. I'm like, well, they brought him up. And
apparently the Braves do too. I saw Scott White talking about this because Scott's a Braves fan, right? Like So I saw him saying that there were like different reports from different Braves people about why this happened with Craig Kimbrell. But the bottom line is Iglesias has been fairly miserable.
What was the speculation? Was there any speculation to it?
Yeah, it was I think one of them was that it was because the velo was down so much that the Braves were just
I know the velo was down, but
we're not going to do this. But another one was like, there was something in his contract about having to have so many appearances in the majors or maybe in so many years in the majors to get a certain, you know, something from the union, maybe like so many years of service in Major League Baseball.
So you think they're doing him a favor by bringing him up and letting him pitch
one game?
Usually it's like, it's 10 years. It's like 10 years of service time, but
I don't know. So, but it was just one of those weird situations. Specifically after Iglesias gets murdered, you're like, well, of course they're going to, you know, Kimbrel got saves last year. Kimbrel sucks. Like, I don't think he's good at all, but I don't think he should have been put in against Alec Thomas when Alec Thomas hit the homer in the playoffs 2023. Like, I don't think this is all his fault. He's just old. He's not good anymore. But this was a very weird situation. He had saves last year. A decent amount of people picked him up. But yeah, I think Iglesias is obvious. The other one, I mean, Robert Garcia is gone. I'm not really worried about Helsley. I think Romano sucks, but they just don't have many options.
I mean, is Kirkring back? Isn't he back?
Yeah, he is back. Alvarado suspended as well. Like, I just, what are they going to do? Because they just keep going back. Yeah,
maybe Kirk Ring. I think Ramon, I mean,
is Strom going to be the guy? Like, Strom has been
good. Strom has gotten, I think he's been put in some of those leverage situations. Yeah, he might be a good speculative ad. So be on the lookout.
Another team that could trade for somebody, and it would not be shocking at all, Philly.
Yeah.
So
non-closer saves this week. I like that you put this in.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey. Getting the saves now, but Martin just came back. I think they're going to have to end up trading for somebody who's been bad there. So, yeah, and Iglesias does worry me, but what about, how about Craig Kimbrell, by the way? What the hell? Like, everyone
one start,
was saying,
they're just like, see ya.
It made me look like a genius because I was like, I'm not interested in Craig Kimbrell.
Oh, look like a dumbass. I'm like, well, they brought him up. And
apparently the Braves do too. I saw Scott White talking about this because Scott's a Braves fan, right? Like he's So I saw him saying that there were like different reports from different Braves people about why this happened with Craig Kimbrell. But the bottom line is Iglesias has been fairly miserable.
What was the speculation? Was there any speculation to it?
Yeah, it was I think one of them was that it was because the velo was down so much that the Braves were just
Because I know the velo was down, but
we're not going to do this. But another one was like, there was something in his contract about having to have so many appearances in the majors or maybe in so many years in the majors to get a certain, you know, something from the union, maybe like so many years of service in Major League Baseball.
So you think they're doing him a favor by bringing him up and letting him pitch
one game?
Usually it's like, it's 10 years. It's like 10 years of service time, but
I don't know. So, but it was just one of those weird situations, specifically after Iglesias gets murdered. You're like, well, of course they're going to, you know, Kimbrell got saves last year. Kimbrell sucks. Like, I don't think he's good at all, but I don't think he should have been put in against Alec Thomas when Alec Thomas hit the homer in the playoffs, 2023. Like, I don't think this is all his fault. He's just old. He's not good anymore. But this was a very weird situation. He had saves last year. A decent amount of people picked him up, but yeah, I think Iglesias is obvious. The other one, I mean, Robert Garcia is gone. I'm not really worried about Helsley. I think Romano sucks, but they just don't have many options.
I mean,
so,
is Kirkring back? Isn't he back?
Yeah, he is back. Alvarado suspended as well. Like, what are they going to do? Because they just keep going back.
Yeah, maybe
to
Kirk Ring. I think Ramon, I mean,
is Strom going to be the guy? Like, Strom has been
good. Yeah, Strom has gotten, I think he's been put in some of those leverage situations. Yeah, he might be a good speculative ad. So be on the lookout.
Another team that could trade for somebody, and it would not be shocking at all, Philly.
Yeah.
So
non-closer saves this week. I like that you put this in. Interesting list. Tony Centillion, Dan Altavilla, Brian Baxter, Tony Conley, Bennett Sousa, Paul Blackburn, Shelby Miller, Tyler Kenley, Jeremiah Estrada, and Randy Rodriguez, all non-closer saves this week.
Should have been Tommy. But yeah.
It's a Tommy.
Altavilla, I mean, you know, the White Sox ever win games, it looks like he might be the guy. So
I think Diamondbacks should move Shelby Miller tomorrow to a team like the Rangers or something. Like
anybody.
Move him tomorrow. Anybody. He gets save opportunities. His fastball has been good at times. Like, just send him out to one of these teams like the Phillies or the Rangers or someone that needs a bullpen, and maybe he could start getting saves. Be good for everybody.
Yeah, that's fine. I think Santian might be interesting out of this group.
They liked Emilio Pagan, but yeah, Santian is the backup.
Yeah, and Diaz is gone, right? So yeah.
Jeremiah Estrada is one that I have always wondered. But he's a big, well, they also have Jason Adam, though. They have so many guys that can play that closer role the Padres do that I wonder if they were to trade from strength, and if they did, even if they didn't pull the Boston thing off, like, would he be a guy that gets moved in a bigger trade and could be a future closer? That would be like a dynasty one I'd speculate on.
Yeah, I'm not really interested in anybody else. Maybe Santian, but that's it.
Yeah, I think that's it. And that is it for the show. Breaking down everything last week, lots of discussions. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that, and make sure you guys are locked in with us later this week for the next episode of ITL. Might do some player debates, or actually, you know what? It'll probably be the rank episode, since I don't know. Did we do that? I guess we kind of did do that like 2 weeks ago, didn't we? Where we looked at updated ranks.
Yeah, we can. I can put some questions together for you,
though. Yeah, maybe we'll do that. We'll take a look. Either be player debates or that. Might even get a guest in. So make sure you're just tuned in ITL later this week. Go to InThisLeague.com on the Patreon. Working on prospect ranks. Try to get them out a little bit earlier for this go round. Dynasty, prospect, lots of crazy updates, lots of graduations as well. You can join the GroupMe rooms and just know that you're supporting us. We deeply appreciate you doing it. InThisLeague.com. You can sign up today, InThisLeague.com. Follow us on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh, at Bogman Sports, and you can catch me on Leading Off in Fantasy Pros throughout the week for more baseball stuff. That is it. Y'all have a fantastic one. Bogman and Welsh, we're out of here. Peace.
See you.